Welcome to the RR Podcast. We bring you the latest in Toku news, in-depth discussions, and everything else that you could ask for, all with a healthy dose of insanity. So here are your hosts, Shugun Shinobi, Dawson Rider, Jedimon, and Aerosol. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 5. Ready? Go!
Hello, and welcome to Season 5, Episode 27.
The breakup, but it's spelled like break. Like B-R-A-K-E. Look, I saw the word in the subtitles today. I'm like, hey, there's a pun.
It's all fakes.
Look, I grew up in a rough neighborhood, okay? Next week is going to be better. Next week is my masterpiece 2, the masterpiece-ing. So,
I hate all of you.
My neighborhood.
That's like the best thing ever, seriously. Hood.
Let's see what kind of weird words I can come up with today. Alright, one-ups.
Dawson likes boners.
That's not new.
Thanks, spoiler alert.
Yeah, I got 2 huge-ass boxes today. That's my one-ups. Drive toys, game toys, a big train, figures.
I hate you.
I know you do.
In case you couldn't tell.
But everything is really cool. And
do you have to say it like that?
See, I've been playing Fantasy Life.
Oh my god.
Still really fun.
It is.
And I caught up on Arrow. Almost.
He missed the episode where Roy took over the world. Sad.
I missed today's. I didn't get to watch it yet. But other than that, I'm all caught up.
You know now you have to talk about that for the rest of the episode, right?
Well, he went from, like, gay voice to, like, now, like, a hillbilly. So, I'm not sure.
Maybe I'm both.
He's a gillbilly.
I don't think you know what a hillbilly is.
Your face doesn't know what a hillbilly is.
Wow. That's very nice.
Maybe Brian's a gay hillbilly.
Gillbilly. See? You're going to do it too. It works.
I was going to go with a gay billy, but that's just normal billy.
That's just...
Crisis averted.
That fish was a man, baby.
Chris has been averted?
That's not an equation. It's a man. Rips off head. Actually, that sounds violent. Oh, God.
I don't got a whole lot else, so...
Boner.
Sign in.
Button.
Okay.
Boner.
Boner jams 05.
It's your story.
Compiled all the best boner seniors.
Okay, go ahead, Dotham.
Alright. Let's see. I don't think I've ordered any toys. Oh, God.
That's because I didn't buy you anything.
I finished the Advanced Warfare campaign, so that was really fun. I picked up, finally, it took me like a day past what I needed, but I got Assassin's Creed Infinity. It's Unity. And Halo Collection, and I got Bayonetta 2 because I wanted to get Lego Batman 3, but apparently nowhere in Colorado got it. So for like the buy 2, get one free. So I got Bayonetta 2 because I played the demo and it was really fun. And I figured if I don't want to keep it, I can always exchange it later, but... so I got those. I started Unity a little bit. It's pretty fun so far. I've been watching Opera Ranger still and learning about life from Brachio. It's essentially like watching Guy Code, but with the giant Brachiosaurus. And I accidentally caught up on Tokuger, except I'm behind again now. But I think that's it.
That doesn't make sense, but you're a fucklicker.
That makes more sense than what I said.
Well, nothing you say ever makes sense, so yes, it does. Coffee stain.
How's that an insult? Like, I like coffee.
Because you're annoying, like a coffee stain.
Dawson is really hard to get out of shirts.
I also, like coffee stains on my shirt because then I can smell it and it smells like coffee. And I
also
love
he's brown.
I'm not.
That's an insult. I guess it's my turn. So I finally found Tiger Claw.
Tiger Claw.
I'm so relieved.
Hashtag
put it in the basket at Walmart.
Hashtag Garth. Hashtag soccer moms.
Kaylee looked at it and was like, Tiger Claw? Daddy, why do we have Tiger Claw? It's like, because I need it. She didn't seem to understand. She must have asked me like six times.
Tiny little kid acts.
Like, couldn't understand why we needed the fucking action figure. I'm like, cause we don't have it. God. And then I don't think I bought any other Toku toys. I paid for my Mandarake. That's eventually going to get here.
I did get stuff from HLJ. They went through. They were low stock, and I ordered it, and they went through.
What's the stuff?
The TK-03 and the other one. Oh, the sword wheel thing.
Yeah, ah. I got the handle sword, the TK-03, and the shift car set. Whatever came out like last week, HLJ was like, you can have it. So it's sitting in my private warehouse because I like to ship everything for the month together.
Ami finally decided to stock shift car set 2, so I got that a million years later.
Yeah, mine's stolen away from Ami Ami. Oh, my Mandarake. Whatever store actually stocked it.
Die. Sorry.
Yes. I'm trying to think, did I do anything else? I went to GameStop today and picked up everything I had pre-ordered because I use my parents' cards so they can be Christmas presents. So I'll get them in a month. But it's like Sonic, Korra, and Lego Batman. And I got my little Plastic Man minifigure. And while I was there, they had a couple of Pokemon plushes. And they had one Squirtle.
Squirtle.
Exactly. So I picked it up, and I look at it. And the little GameStop barcode sticker they put on it said Bulbasaur. I was like, what the fuck?
He was cheaper.
And so then there was two Pikachus there. I guess the new Pikachu plush winks at you. I guess like it's coming on to you. And
they're running out of poses for Pikachu.
Like they are. One Pikachu had a sticker that said Pikachu. The other Pikachu had a sticker that said Charmander. And I was like, well, fuck.
Oh, this is a pretty good
shotgun. So Squirtle came home with me. And is Kaylee's new best friend, and she took it to go meet the Dene. And that just made her happy. And I've been playing Pokemon. Soul Silver's at 13 badges. Woohoo!
Soul Silver.
Hey, look, I'm finally going to complete it soon. I've just been like catching every legendary I can find in every game and fucking trading everything around and. Actually, I've been playing X. X is about to get its fourth badge. I need to get turn it back on and do the gym leader. Just trying to get ready. I got my Deancey. When did that? Because I didn't want to miss that. Because I totally missed that shiny Gengar.
So did I. I actually went to go pick it up when the promotion was still going on, and they gave me two Deancey ones. And I was like, where's Gengar? Like, he's gone. Like, who killed him? Why have we lost investigation?
Like, he left. He left. What do you mean Gengar left? Well, he got bored and went home. Oh, okay. So I got the Dancies, and that was a thing. I briefly lost Super Smash Bros. For 3DS, and had like a panic attack for like 3 days till I found it in a spot that I'd already looked for it, which was weird.
It was in his pocket.
It was in my bag that I have my I carry around my games and my Pokemon books in, and I know it wasn't there the last time I looked for it. But apparently it migrated its way back there. So, I don't know. All I know is I found it, and I'm relieved.
I actually just assumed it was, like, smashed to the side of your face because you fell asleep on it.
It means I don't have to go find anyone and murder them or anything like that, so that's good. At least not yet. But I think that's it. I don't think I've gotten anything else. Just I've spent literally every waking moment playing at least one Pokemon game at a time, or thinking about Pokemon in preparation for Oras.
You're going to be tired of it by the time it comes out.
Nope. It's exhausting. It's because that's Hoenn. I've been in Hoenn. I've been in Sinnoh. I've been in Unova. I've been in Kalos. I've been in Kanto and Johto. I've not been in Hoenn. I will not be tired. I mean, I'll be tired, but not tired of it. I'm always tired. Venus.
I have a... Wait, what is that?
And oh, Aerosol, so tell us about this burning building.
Huh? A building burnt down, like, 3 doors down from me. It's not that interesting.
There was a domestic abuse situation down the street.
That was me, sorry. My hoe wouldn't cooperate, so I had to take her to Colorado and domestically abuse her right next to Dawson.
Like, the police weren't letting people out, and apparently they called, like, everybody's house telling them not to go outside of our houses at, like, 4 a.m. except our house. So, could have died.
They wanted you to die. That's why they didn't call you.
That's probably they're like, right.
They're like, fuck this bitch.
What so news big. Do we have this week?
That is Jesus. A good question.
It's a very good question that, like, normal people would be prepared for, but we're like, you know what? We like to live on the edge.
I don't think there was anything, honestly.
Damn it!
There was that one
picture. I'm just so mad there's not news.
There was that one picture of Mach and Chaser in the same scene, and everyone's like, God, they're not the same person!
Confirmed!
Even though they still could be, I guess, but it could happen.
Just I feel so pretty.
Just believe!
Ready to leave. Not here. Holy cow. How do people listen to us?
That is a...
We are fucking weird.
Yeah, I don't see anything else in the news.
Yeah, I was checking it before we got to this part, but...
I guess if it was really important news, we would remember something happening. Oh my god.
Like, there really wasn't anything that happened this week, because all the news was last week when they had, like, the Tamashii show, and they were like, here's every toy ever. We're not releasing it, but we're going to show it to you and tease you. Like, releasing it is too much effort, but we're going to just show it to you.
I did see, I have no idea. I only saw it at one place, but I saw a rumor about the Ninny Rangers being a 3-team.
Yeah, the rumor going around, apparently, is that it's going to be a 3-person team with color changes.
I don't know why the color changes would be necessary unless they fix it so, like, all the colors have different powers.
Like, that's what I was interpreting it as. Like, each person would have a different color that they could change into. Like, not necessarily... From what I gathered, it wasn't like a... Like, okay, you become red, I'll become blue.
Oh, okay. I didn't read the article. Something, I just read the title.
Like, it'll be, like, red, blue, and yellow, but then red could also become, like, green.
Yeah, that's the way I understood it, too.
That's how I got it. It's just one sentence rumor, but that's how I interpret it as. Otherwise, it would just be Tokiger, and that'd be weird.
Like, regardless of the color thing, I want a 3-person team. We haven't had one in a while.
We haven't had one in a while.
2 years.
It would be nice to have it, but I kind of like that color thing. I'd like to see how that would work. That's what they're going to do.
They should do
it. It seems weird that they would do it 2 years in a row, though.
Yeah, that.
I mean, I know it's not exactly the same, but still.
This could end up being fake, though. Remember, we got that rumor that Gokaiger was going to use headers. So, and like Datus was going to stick around. Like, what is this, Power Rangers?
Even though it was like, oh no, that was the Gokaiger rumor. Yeah.
And then because of that rumor, they fired Datus and Megaforce. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, that was fun. They just brought the header thing back for their Sentai rushes, so that's cool. But
change my
yeah, no real news this week.
Obviously, we just made a bunch of noises and yelled loudly, and then talked about something sort of concrete for about 5 seconds. That actually describes the whole show in one sentence.
But isn't that normally how we do the news?
Good point.
Like, we just make a bunch of noises and talk about one thing for 5 seconds and then just get distracted.
Just the whole segment of us going...
We haven't gotten to Ramble Time yet, Aerosol. Don't spoil it.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else to not talk about... That would make it time for superhero time. Tokija! Pachinko! Kamen Rider Drive! Start your engines!
Speaking of things that we don't have to... Nope, that's not right. Tokuger is boring. That's the joke.
Tokuger was really stupid.
This week looked like it was going to be good.
It could have been. It had the setup to be really good. But it ended up being a lot at one time, and so nothing was really cool.
Yeah. You know, I really appreciated when they formed Tokyo Rainbow that the bad guys, like, the trains pull up and then it stands up, and the villains are like, is that it? All it does is stand up and then we're done? Oh, okay.
They're mad that they don't all really combine, too. They were so close. They were just so close to having a full combiner again.
Yeah.
I liked how in the transformation scene, you got all 13 in the Russia, like, driving toward the terminal, and then all of a sudden they're just little, like, mini Russias. Because all the rest of the parts that are unused, they've vanished. And so they're just, like, the little tiny-ass Russia you never see.
That's the term of the week, did vanished. They gone did vanish, ball!
My brain was going for disappeared, but then it changed.
They cut damn Russia like a worm.
Listen here, Octagon. Oh, them trains done did vanished.
Tokuger and associate.
I guess so, rhomboid.
But there was a lot of Zed in this episode.
A lot of it was
no Rita, but a lot of Zed.
A lot of it was just Zed dealing with Greta.
Brooding.
I don't know. The episode looked like it would be good, and there are elements in place that feel like they should have been better, but I don't know. The whole thing just kind of fell flat for me. Nothing necessarily annoying, per se. Interested.
The first few minutes of the episode was all bad guys, and before that part was done, I was just like, is this episode over yet? It was like 3 minutes in, and I'm like, can it be done? I don't want to do this anymore.
That's disappointing, because the last episode they left off on was that stupid love one, which was, like, really dumb. Wasn't the guy that fell in love with her the same dude that's on the team in Drive? They're the same person, right?
It kind of looks like him.
They're the same person. It's canon now.
They all look alike. But I did think it was funny that, like, Bunny guy comes in and they're like, the president's a bunny? No, he's a rabbit. Like, oh, all right. And he's like, hey, so you get this combination, but it requires all 13 trains. And they're trying to count, and they're like, how do you get 13? We, like, only have 12. And he's like, oh, they need the drill. It's not one of our trains. That's the other guy's train. Well, fuck you, I like drills. All right, calm down.
Aside from the fuck you, that is how the conversation went.
Like, well, I like drills. I'm like, well, that's still not yours, buddy.
Like, I'm sure you do like to get drilled, you bunny-headed bastard, but...
I like when the terminal was going to get attacked, it was like his head fell off. Because you got the camera shot of, like, his feet, and you just see the bunny head fall down. I'm like, oh, he got killed. But no.
Like, I don't know how that works. Like, that shit was just... It was weird. He's fucking creepy.
This is a weird thing to notice, but even without the bunny head, the guy playing him is massive. Like, compared to the others, he's really tall.
Mine's bigger. Sorry.
He's probably black.
Brian would get that as much, too.
Do we know who he is? Well, I mean, I know we don't in the sense
well,
of
no,
the show.
Well, no, I'm just like, right now I'm just comparing, like, his shoulder length to that of the conductors.
He's the Yao Ming of the Toku world.
He's, like... a good head taller than he is.
Maybe it is Yao Ming.
What the hell was that thing he was doing to Conductor?
I have no clue. He was like pulling his imaginary string.
I thought he was playing really, funny
here. Me out, honestly.
These guys completely one up Zordon with the recruitment of children. They went straight for like little kids.
Or at least made them age.
True. I thought it would be less creepy if they forced them to grow up.
Shit. This is so weird.
Oh, shit. I miss that.
Like, these rainbow guys are so weird. And then next week's one where they go, like, negative number Tokyujers or something, and they meet their teacher, and they're like, oh, fuck. Teacher.
Which is frustrating to me, because this episode, at the very least, this episode built up the fact that, yes, Greta is still inside of Zed, and he's kind of weighing his options right now on whether or not he truly wants to get rid of her. It established that, I'm blanking on his name. The general guy. Schwartz. Seems to have legitimate feelings for her and seems to actually be, like, having his own trouble trying to figure out why he would suddenly want to fight for someone else. And then we also have that Akira has made a deal with Schwartz. We don't know what it is yet, but he seems to have made some sort of deal with him in order to get the Drill Russia back.
Yeah.
And Schwartz then, is Shogun. Of course, after we get all of that, next week is a teacher episode all about how, I don't know, teachers are awesome.
That pretty much sums up Tokyujer.
Like, just more filler after filler after filler.
On so. The plus side, it's almost over, guys. Kinda.
Not I thought really. We were closer.
Hopefully the ninnies will entertain me more. Because it's not entertaining me.
I recommend 2x speed. It comes off a lot better.
Yeah, well, like I can see where it would.
You were saying before we started recording that it was at least better watching it back to back. I will kind of agree with that. Watching a couple of episodes at a time is better than just watching like one a week because it doesn't feel as grueling of a pace.
Well, and not to mention, like, when you have to watch it for the show, like, for the podcast, on top of the fact that you don't like it, it's like, you'd make you not want to watch it more. So the fact that I electively was able to watch it all in a row, it just made it better. And at 2x speed. So, like, every episode was, like, 11 minutes.
Well, it's not just that, but it's like, it's part of the problem you have watching something like Forza or Ghost Age, where, like, you don't really like it, but because we're doing it for the podcast, not only do we have to watch it, we have to, like, pay attention.
I failed
to. It feels like work.
I just quit. I was like, I'm going to brush my teeth for, like, I'm just going to make a segment called Dawson Brushes His Teeth.
Dawson brushes his teeth for 20 minutes.
I got a new helmet, guys. The Bloodshed helmet. Looks pretty cool. I'm going to put it on.
But yeah, like, the last few Sentai, last three, really entertained me quite a bit. And this one just is not doing anything for me. And it makes me sad.
Well, we were bound to stumble at some point.
Well, no, we were bound to stumble at some point. It's just like we were on such a roll. Like, we had Gokaiger, and then it had Go Busters and Kyoryuger, and all three were, like, pretty good. They were getting better and better. And then we got this. And I was just like, well, we just took about three steps back. Like, that's just upsetting. Oh, well, at least I enjoy Drive, so.
Well, speaking of Drive, then, it's episode 5. Yay!
Yay, number 5 is fun! This was kind of a strange episode. Like, I felt like the mystery wasn't as intriguing as the last few weeks. Or at least it... I don't know, like, it had that twist at the end, I guess, with... That guy being a smuggler dick. That sounded really weird. A smuggler dick is just a weird thing.
But that a gay person?
Like, I liked the episode, okay?
Wait, just that's kind a of dick a, smuggler. Never mind.
It was just kind of a strange structure, I guess. Like, it didn't have a sort of... as much of a, I guess, almost like a murder mystery feel like the last ones had. I don't know, it just was real strange. I'm having a hard time like describing what I mean. And then there was like the sort of debut of Wild going on, and Chase
that
keeps
that fat guy
around.
Was creepy.
Oh, yeah, he was eating that salad that the Erickson's make on How I Met Your Mother.
But like,
and I thought that he was just stealing from the trucks because he was hungry. And then it turned out it was because he was hungry, but for explosive juice.
Yeah, well,
that sounded really gross. Yeah, that really does. I'm sorry.
They mentioned that he got kind of addicted to it.
Yeah, and that's what was causing stuff to explode. God that... damn it!
Yeah.
It sounds so dirty.
But that, I really liked... A light drives fights with Chase. Like, they kind of come out and finally just admit that, yeah, Proto drive systems and then he got his viral core cars that he can use and his spider and stuff, and that was fun.
That was just a collectible Batmobile set from the Schumacher movies. That's not what that was?
No.
Damn.
I liked watching Rumble Dump go crazy, because Rumble Dump and Dump. I think that's another case of, I like drills, okay? Rumble Dump, and it's a drill. Well, fuck you. Drills are awesome. All right, calm down.
Yeah, we mentioned that the other week. I still don't get it.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Type Wild next week, though, because I really like his suit.
Yeah, I am, too. Also, I am Type Wild, so that's awesome.
I just watched it, too. I feel like I should have more to say.
Well, this one...
The scientist chick being all creeper.
Oh, when she was, like, spying on him and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. She did some real good spying. That gives me some stuff to talk about.
I still find the weak point of the show to be, like, his people.
Like the other... department?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. They just still rub me the wrong way. Like, they don't rub me in a good way that I would like and enjoy if they rub me.
I'm kind of curious how long they're not going to know about Drive. If maybe, like, they're going to let them in on it earlier than we think, and maybe they'll become more of a unit, like, for actual Drive, instead of just, you know, them being part of the special investigation, and then it's only him and Chick.
Probably, I would think till at least maybe around 20 or so, like, until Mach comes in.
Like, I think I mentioned, I remember a discussion about, we were talking about whether it would be like a Kamen Rider Club type situation almost.
Yeah, I mean, it might also depend on who Mach turns out to be, on when the other people find out also.
It's probably that guy that was also in the Tokuger episode.
I hope not. I might kill myself at that point. But yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying it fair enough so far, even if this one was not, you know, the same feel as the other ones.
Like I said, it was just real strange, like, the way it was set up.
Yeah.
Something I did find interesting was that the sort of human of the week, I guess, you know, the guy that they were trying to help.
Ended up being a jerk.
The deliveries from being stolen and such. He ended up being like a smuggler. I kind of dig that. I kind of enjoy that. All of a sudden it seems like there are still human criminals running around.
Yeah,
I guess. And the roid mutes were actually making some fair points. Like, you think we're evil, and yet you got people smuggling explosives.
You got cockfight O'Houlihan here.
Like,
partner in Houlihan. I'm kind of surprised they didn't call it. Like, you know, when that... Because they went around interviewing that guy about his trucks, and they never interviewed any of the other truck people. So I'm surprised because of that I didn't call that he would be suspicious, especially when... Oh my god, I don't know his name. Drive... specifically pointed out how nice he was. Like, it just seems really obvious.
He's like, man, that guy was so nice. I'm so happy nice people in this world. Yeah, he was nice.
That's why I'm surprised I didn't call it. Like, when you look back on it, it just seems so obvious. Like, he laid it on really thick about how nice he was. They only interviewed him. I just didn't give it a second thought for whatever reason. I think I was just too concerned with Ted Wilde was going to show up so I could use my pun.
You're an idiot.
You know that's right.
You know I'm beautiful.
I don't know, but yeah, aside from that one point that I had, I didn't like this. And to be honest, I'm kind of bored with this already. I hope it gets better as we go on, but this whole week for Superhero Time just dragged on for me.
I noticed in your
tweets.
I
was so bored by all of this.
Time speed, I tell you, it'll change your life. I feel like I'm trying to sell a drug. Come on, just take a hit.
Well, you are in Colorado, so
that's what we do. 2x speed is legal here, guys.
Awesome's gonna try to get me addicted to vertigo.
That's the John Abruzzi way. He's still looking for damn Fibonacci. Give it up.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
Fibonacci. The same guy.
That's a mathematical concept.
Speaking of Fibonacci, oh snap, hold on. I gotta find a place to hide so I can play the Megaforce theme. Okay. Where the fuck is what do you call those things? The switch. Please hold. Stand by for technical difficulties. There we go. Boom. Alright. No?
What? Oh, yeah, I forgot there was a jingle involved in this. Because now it's time for Super Megaforce, whatever's with me.
That was awful.
Mothered.
So this is episode 17, 18.
Are we doing the gay voice again?
18, a little bit.
Or is that Brian's normal voice? I can't tell anymore.
Was called Emperor Mavro. And he's a cool dude with a voice that does not fit him whatsoever. Really, it was kind of strange. I didn't like it, but... Anyway, he comes in and he's all like, oh, the Power Rangers fucking killed my kids, even though I've only got a picture of one of them.
But look, fine. It was really expensive to get those portraits drawn out.
Look how big that picture is, Brian. Those are expensive. You know how much they charge you at Kmart?
That's what the Armada Mall is.
How much they cost at Space Kmart?
In my headcanon, he already had like a funeral for Vrock, but when he thought he was dead when they originally invaded.
Makes sense.
There we go.
The footage, obviously, but I don't think anyone in the Armada knew what he did in Vrock is Back Part 1 and 2. I think they were just sitting there confused and bumbling around.
I think they just believed him dead when they first landed, so they're probably like, yeah, he did. But it would have been really funny if they tried to, like, awkwardly Photoshop a picture of him in. Don't they have the set, though? They have the set footage, so they could have done that. You know, put a picture of Rock in.
That's too much.
Like, it's just them with a picture. Like, I want to know how much this costs for, like, people to just stand around. It's like, when they use really small footage, like, things, I always just wonder, like, how much does that cost to make? Like, that scene where they used the tip of the dragon dagger instead of the quasar saber, like, I would have touched the quasar saber tip to the monster for free. How much does that cost?
This just sounds dirty.
This whole episode is awkward and dirty.
I would touch my tip to it. Excuse me?
Well, but it just seems funny, but regardless, it's a pretty small thing in general. I think that they were really nice to morph Troy for him. But to be honest, they needed to do it, though, because if they put him up in a leather jacket, they'd be like, why would they believe that it was the Red Ranger?
Yeah.
Like, we got the Red Ranger. How do I know it's him? His shirt's red, idiot. So, like, it makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Like, it never bothered me. I was just confused. But now that you say that, it makes perfect sense.
It could just be some guy. It could be anybody.
Yeah, and I guess if they left him in his leather jacket and red shirt, everyone would have known who he was because he only wears one outfit.
Like, they just cut.
Hey, that's Troy's jacket and red shirt. Troy confirmed.
So it makes sense in that respect. But it was like honestly, it was a pretty good episode. It's continued the momentum from the last few, I thought, at least.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. It didn't carry the same weight that the Gokai episode did.
That four badges, baby. Oh, yeah.
Because of how the Gokaijers were kind of stationed there and everyone knew them. Because they're always running around talking, eating curry.
Yeah, well, and that was
smoking
the same
dick.
Episode with Don and the coat and everything.
Oh, yeah. That was like when we finally got his origins.
Yeah. So, I mean, it didn't carry the same weight as the Gokai episode did, but it still was perfectly fine, I think. It was a nice Jake-focused episode.
Yeah.
Again, he got a badass Instamorph.
Yeah, he's gotten all the fab Instamorph this season.
Which I'm fine with, because I love Jake, but
they're really cool.
I've moves. Heard several, like, when I was watching it, I heard several unsaid lines, like, for example, when they put the girls down after that back race thing they were doing.
Rub.
The back rub. And Jake's like, I'm dead, guys. I can't do this anymore. And Gia's like, you wouldn't be doing that if Troy were here. Oh, yeah, because Ghost Say Black had that rivalry with Ghost Say Red, but for some reason we got to keep that up. Like, it was funny to me. Or just like, for some reason, every time the whole thing with Damaris and the Super Mega Force guys, all I just heard was the entire exchange from Gokaiger.
It seems funny that if he was the strongest warrior in the universe, that they wouldn't use him before. Like, you're the strongest warrior in the universe, why don't you just make me a Pina Colada, and I'm going to send down this monster. And just play the song, Do You Like Pina Coladas, to fit with this. Like, it seems
like
really dumb.
Pina Coladas.
And,
getting lost in the rain.
And I don't remember, but didn't whatever his equivalent in Gokaiger is, didn't they meet him before that?
Damaris?
Yeah. Is that his name in Gokaiger 2?
Yes.
I thought it was Daniel. Damn. But I can't remember. So, I mean, so in the context of our show, it seems really strange that this is the first time they've met.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure they met him, I thought. Because I thought they did meet him at some point, because they were like, Damaris, you dumbass. And
how terrific was the first scene when they're like, piggyback race, and then Noah, Gia, yeah. Emma, and Jake run off, and then Orion's just like, come on, to Troy.
Troy's just like, funny. That was pretty good. I like that.
Orion looked generally disappointed that Troy would not get on his back.
Like, he didn't seem to understand.
He was probably thinking, you know, if I were Robo Knight, you'd do this.
They should have played that up before, and then Robo Knight could have been jealous and been like, I don't know if I can say, you stole my lover, Troy.
Turning the entirety of Super Mega Force into like a teen drama.
Like, he's like torn.
Orion in the morning? That doesn't even make any sense.
He's like torn. Should he save Orion from the exploding ship or not? Well, you could steal my lover.
You know what I also think is funny is, like, at the beginning of the episode, when they're just taking out X-Borgs, they're talking about how the Armada doesn't have a leader and they're almost done. So, like, all these ships are just floating above Earth and they're just letting them stay there instead of blowing them up while they don't have any sort of leader or structure.
Well, they didn't have to blow them up because the Emperor Mavros came in and blew them up for them. And
Zordon's like, dumb rule about not forcing an escalation unless Rita forces you to. Yeah, let's just wait for her to kill someone first. Good idea. Let's use that same rule for, like, police department. I guess that's true, actually. You can't just go arrest someone. Damn it!
It's awesome. You can't just go arrest the black guy for being black. You gotta wait till he robs a convenience store and murders the clerk, okay? God.
And one of the...
you see Dawson's racism again, Brian.
The hot button issues of this episode was the Rebel Rockers concert, which repurposed footage, but I honestly, like, I thought it was a nice touch. Like, you couldn't really tell if you weren't thinking about it that much. And, why would they fly them out there to do that? It costs money. And I just thought it was a nice little thing that they really didn't even have to do. It could have been anything. They could have been going to see a movie or lunch.
People were complaining because they reused footage instead of, like, getting a new group of people to sing. And I'm like, well, why would they when they have the perfectly usable concert footage from Samurai? I mean, yeah, it's obvious, but it's Super Megaforce. What's wrong with having them appear? I mean, it's not far-fetched to think that
it was a nice little
Antonio
touch.
Went sing. I don't
and
know.
Especially, like, I imagine, like, kids would be happy to see it because Samurai is really current to them. So, and they probably don't notice. So, I mean, they didn't have to do it. It was a really small, quick scene that was just sort of a nice little nod that, sure, if they really wanted to go all out, they could have maybe put more effort into it, but it's not really, like, a bad thing. They didn't ruin anything. It just seems kind of dumb to get mad about something like that.
Like, I saw some people go, like, this is undefendable.
Like, oh, come on.
Like, I liked it. Plus, it promotes Steven Skylar. He's doing
you
that whole musical
Steven
Kyler,
thing. You can't get Steven Skylar back for anything. He's always recording a CD. Like, when you're at Morphicon, you try to get an autograph. There's just a little thing at his table that says, recording CD. And he's standing right there. I can see you're not even recording a CD. Is this why you weren't in that figure set?
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it was a good episode. I liked it. And we have two more left. We have this week and then Legendary Battle,
the
which
Wrath and Legendary Battle.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something, Super Mega Force Rangers.
I am unsure how I feel about Wrath's new clothes. That's what I'll tell you.
We'll get there.
So I'm curious to find out whether or not we get an extended battle or not in 2 weeks, or whether they were just...
Like I said, I think if it does end up being for that, I think it's going to be an online-only thing.
And we didn't get Christmas or Halloween specials, which didn't we get one for Samurai and Super Samurai?
We got Halloween and Christmas for Samurai, Super Samurai, and Megaforce.
So that seems weird they wouldn't do it this year.
But Super Megaforce didn't get any.
That's weird. It's not like I was looking forward to it, but it seems weird.
Honestly, I could easily see them do a thing next week where, like, oh, if this picture gets 1,000 likes, we'll put up the episode early.
Probably.
And it'll be the extended one or something. I could see that happening. Because, like I said, I don't think it's going to be on television because
they only have a certain time slot.
They only have the half hour block, so.
Maybe they could pay Nickelodeon off in nudie magazines and they could put it up.
Busty Asian Beauties.
Exactly.
Damn it,
I would love me some Busty Asian Beauties.
Oh, like, in general, like, the holiday specials aren't really anything amazing. Like I said, I don't really look forward to them.
I don't know. A Robo Night Before Christmas was pretty amazing.
Well, yeah, but I would rather them take if they're going to produce two more episodes, I'd rather take them and put it towards the main series. Mm. Or, like, maybe you don't have to make the episode a standalone thing that's, like, just frivolous. You can have the episode take place during Christmas or during Halloween and still have it be an episode.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they're doing with that. But I just rather would see that type of thing going on. I just think it's unfair that they didn't get a Christmas special. We could have had the Orion before Christmas or something. I don't know.
Orion
tries to figure out eggnog. I don't know. Spitballing.
Orion tries to figure out eggnog?
Yeah, I don't know. He just doesn't get it.
Dawson, are you high right now?
No. I don't know.
Are you sure? I think you're high.
As long as they don't do another trick or treat, I'm happy.
God.
It's the worst.
The thing was so bad it didn't even get a DVD release.
That's John Raphael's sister of specials.
The worst. Speaking of the worst, now it's time for ramble time.
You know, that's right.
Did anyone watch the Deontay movie?
No. I forgot to record it.
I haven't recorded it. I haven't watched it yet. I was just wondering.
What was the Deontay movie?
Yeah, it was on Cartoon Network this week.
That's a joke.
maybe you should have made the joke funnier.
Take your own advice, bitch.
Shots fired.
Was regular? You know, that's right. It's happening right now.
Die!
No,
yeah, it's probably happening right now. He's in Colorado.
It took my glide stabbing away. Anyway,
I don't know what the normal episode is about. I watched it. I just don't. With the scroll and like it's scroll the scroll of secrets and it's they saved it from Team Rocket and they're all like
Team Rocket.
Brush your teeth every day.
Speed of light.
So oh yeah, that was really dumb. I thought it was going to be the gym battle and then they did dumb stuff. So next week will be the gym battle. So was there anything interesting in the Coral Core leaks? I know I heard there was supposed to be.
Not yet.
They showed you can get all the legendaries, including Deoxys. There's some chick with a Whismur and a Mega Salamence.
So nothing exciting.
Mega Salamence, but we were talking.
Yeah, I saw that PokeJungle was tweeting about how they thought that the hat was hair for years. Boom. Just saying.
That doesn't make them any less stupid.
Well, it just means there's more stupid people in the world, and I feel less lonely. Just okay.
I already knew that it was called the Toku fandom.
That's true. But I still wish there was character customization so that you could make a haircut that looks like that. I wish they had character customization in general.
Douche.
Yeah. Not much interesting on the Pokemon front. Ben 10, I'm trying to think what I've seen through because I haven't watched.
I didn't watch this week.
Spanish Wrath is amazing.
I thought that. I was confused because I thought that costume was only because he was Spanish.
But Spanish Wrath? Wait, what?
Like, they have a function on the Omnitrix where he can either translate when people speak other languages or makes Ben speak other languages, so he was speaking Spanish.
When was this?
In this episode where he turned into Wrath. Like, I can't remember how much clear I can make.
It was Monday's episode, I think, right?
Oh.
But, I thought maybe the Spanish thing was just because of it, but I remember back when Derek White had a form spring before I moved over to AskFM, he was answering questions. There was, like, a couple people he asked about that didn't get major redesigns, and he said they might go back and tweak Wrath a little bit, so I'm wondering if that's permanent now.
Well, he showed up again in a recent episode. Third, and he was still wearing that costume.
Oh, so I guess that was their tweak. But, yeah. I don't hate it, but I kind of preferred Wrath naked. That sounds gross.
Yeah,
but,
well, it's funny because when Ben did actually find out that, you know, apoplexians usually wear clothes, and he was kind of weirded out that Wrath just runs around naked. And I like that. I think that's funny. But,
I like how they changed design with, like, 5 episodes to go.
Like, yeah, that seems weird. Like, because I remember Swampfire was another one. His original design was pretty close, other than the art style being different, except they moved his Omnitrix to his belly button for whatever reason, which really bugs me. Like, I keep feeling like it's sagging, and I need to move it up.
Sagging like Dawson's pants.
You know, that's right. I thought you were going to say tits, and then pants happened. Quote of the day, I thought you were going to say tits and then pants happened. Anyway, but I like what they did with Swampfire's redesign. Like, I really liked the new form, and I like how they explained it.
Swampfire!
Thank you. As, like, puberty of their race. And it's funny, because, like, one of the in-between forms looks more accurate to his original design. But I like the way they did that. But, yeah, I prefer Naked Wrath. I like Wrath naked in my bed.
That's naked gross. Wrath's I just had sex with a tiger.
Now we're getting into bestiality, so let's back away. What are the other episodes that happened?
Who does do bestiality?
I don't know about today's.
Because I haven't watched this week's yet. I'm just going to watch them all in a row on the weekend.
I watched today's. Today's was actually written by Yuri Lowenthal.
Oh, really?
Oh, is that one? Was it good?
Because it's it's a game show thing. It's all right. It basically brings back all of the women Ben knows, and they have to compete for him. They have to compete for him in like this weird deathmatch game show thing, and none of them really want to do it. They're just kind of forced to do it.
So it was what, Kai, Julie, that pink girl.
I did actually find it funny. There's a round where, you know, that game show where they have to, where people have to like contort their body so that they can fit through the hole in the wall.
Yeah, Ellen had that all the time.
There's a part in this episode where the contestants have to do that, and Julie goes up and she's just like on her phone texting, and she gets knocked off the platform, and the announcer's just like, "Well, it looks like Julie Yamamoto doesn't care." So like she gave so little of a fuck about Ben that she pretty much just eliminated herself. It was an okay episode. It seemed oddly fillery considering it's the third to last episode.
Yeah, Omniverse has a weird pace in general with the way, like, they have sort of a balance between filler and long running story arcs, but they have a really weird system of how they displace them.
I figured that like 4 episodes out of an arc of 10 will actually have to do with that arc, and then all the rest have either nothing to do or very little to do with the theme of the arc. Like, they'll introduce it in like episode like 3 or 4, and then it'll maybe pop up again in like 7, and then the very last episode will involve whatever it was supposed to involve.
Yeah. I did get to see all those ones with that symbiote thing. That's pretty much where he got the idea for the Bio-Omnitrix.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I read that the writers were asked to put something like Skirt into the show by Bandai because they wanted a way to sell toys of the aliens that could use like weapons from other aliens.
And then the toy line got canceled.
So that was their way of, doing that for the show. Was it just seemed really weird that they would do it in the last 10 episodes.
Yeah. It's a really cool idea, though. Like, but not only in the show that it gave him the idea for the Bio-Omnitrix later, but it creates some cool things now, like using Diamond Head swords. Although he spams that block cannon a lot.
Yeah.
A little bit. You know what's funny also is, speaking of the toys, I was thinking last week during Mad Ben how Bandai loves to do those recolors of the toys they already have. And I was thinking how great an opportunity it would be to do all the different versions of Ben's aliens we get to see from the different dimensions. Like, it would be super simple to do and essentially not that different from what they're already doing with just different colored versions, except it would be neat to have the toys of the different Ben versions of things. Yeah. And it's a lot of missed opportunities. Aliens. They could have sold so many toys.
Especially for Mad Ben, because his aliens are pretty badass.
Yeah. Ben 23s are just blue, but still, like, that would have been a really cool idea to sort of do what they're already doing, but this time it's canon. And the same thing with the mixtures.
And then what you could do is you could have talking versions that they all speak Australian, and that would have been awesome.
I guess this is spoilers because it's for tomorrow's episode, but there's a new mixture alien used by Ben 10 that was revealed.
What was it?
Humongoopsaur.
Oh, God. That sounds like a title I would come up with.
Yeah, it does sound pretty awful. Oh, my God.
It really is a shame that the toy line ended up biting it, because, like, I can just imagine what they could do with Skird being a part of the show now with, like, different, like, mix-and-match pieces, kind of like what they did with the little tiny-ass little fuckers. But, kind of like a Hero Mashers-esque sort of thing, and it would have been really cool, but, the toy line died, and...
It actually seems like a waste now that, you know, the toys aren't coming out, and they actually, you know, had the writers put this thing in specifically because of the toy line.
Yeah.
And now they're not releasing them.
Like, I'm surprised I didn't think about that, because I thought it was just a really cool way to show, like, a connection of how Ben got from where he is now to the two Omnitrix Gauntlet things. But still, and not only do we not get those mixed toys or alternate color ones, but we didn't get, like, a handful of all the new aliens that he's gotten just normally, like, no Atomics, no
Vampire, Astrodactyl.
They made Astrodactyl, and they made, like, Topek and stuff, but we just didn't get it here. And they had, like, that, remember that Humongousaur toy that, like, was humorously, like, gonna toss something? I've seen that on eBay a couple times. I might buy it, but,
We didn't get, any of his, like, the bad aliens, either, like, the worst, Pesky Dust, Walker
they
Trout,
had this really cool
Mulstache.
This was before Ben 10 toys disappeared everywhere, but they had these really cool little mini figure sets in the UK that had all those figures. And they were like little chibi versions, and they were really cool. But this was—we weren't going to get them here even before they stopped making Ben 10 toys here, and I was really disappointed.
Like, I would love to have those aliens because I think they're just so funny.
Yeah,
like, I want a figure of the worst.
I did get a Twitter message—not like a private message, but from that guy that told me about they're going to be rebooting it, or showed me that like press release that he said that there's going to be a major Ben 10 announcement in December. Like, I don't know where he's getting the information.
Yeah, I read that too.
Go ahead.
I've been looking through some of these Ben 10 forums on their wiki, as well as like a bunch of different like blogs and stuff, and I can't find anything like concrete.
Neither can I.
From people like on the show, but I have seen a lot of people be like, I know what's going to happen. It's, you know, there's something big coming, yada, yada, yada. But I mean, I can't.
Yeah, I can't find it. I can't.
There's something just big coming.
He said coming. You said coming. So whenever someone comes, Kevin has a stroke.
There's something big coming.
I could find a bunch of those, but I couldn't find anything like concrete from, you know, someone official.
Neither can I, because like before the other series came out, like I would see talk everywhere, and like it wasn't official statements, but it was like pretty clear that it was going to be something. Like before Ultimate Alien came out, there was a ton of rumors about the series called, it was originally called Ben 10 Evolutions, and like it was pretty clear like we were coming up on. It's kind of like when the Sentai rumors start coming out. Like, it's pretty clear we're coming up on pictures. So, like, but I haven't seen any of that. I don't know who this guy is. That, like, original press release he showed me looked legit, because I've seen stuff like that before.
Was where it they DX legit?
It said DX right at the top. It was spray painted, so I should have been suspicious. But, like, I checked his little Twitter page out, and he's only got, like, one follower, and it's a really small Twitter account, but it says he's a Ben 10 news site person, so I don't know. And, like, I was looking through his tweets, and, like, he just keeps talking to everyone that's saying it's canceled, saying it's not. But I don't know. He's probably just a manifestation of that Ben Drowned glitch from Majora's Mask for some reason, just because the name Ben's are the same. But I hope he's right. Like, I don't know who he is or how he would know it, but I hope he's right. And it just seems so strange how Ben 10 went down. And especially since Cartoon Network has lost so many shows, especially like the Clone Wars, which was like really big for them. I can't imagine that they at least didn't think about what to do and whether it's a sort of a soft reboot where it's still connected to it, but with a new team behind it, or if it's a full on starting from Kid Ben again with new aliens. I don't know, but I hope something is done.
It's very strange. We mentioned it on the podcast before, and I've seen plenty of people say it would be ridiculous not to do something next year, given that it's the 10th anniversary. I mean,
yeah,
that's such a big thing.
And yeah, so I mean, I can imagine like if there can be an announcement, because it could be the 10th anniversary, it could be a reboot. So it all lines up, and I definitely hope something happens. It's just I have no idea where he's getting this information from, and it's very strange the way they went about it, like. It's almost like they wanted people to forget. That's why I'm thinking reboot. I'm like, maybe they wanted people to forget about Omniverse, but they're like contractually obligated to air it or something. I don't know. I just hope it means more toys. Come back, Ben 10 reviews.
Dawson is desperate to get them on his channel again.
I did see that Man of Action, the people who originally made the show, have been working on a new show that is set to air January in France.
Stupid French people taking over my Assassin's Creed, now my Ben 10. Oh, maybe it's Ben 10 French version. French 10. It's actually, they're going to be announcing a new show. It's going to air on Adult Swim. It's called Ben 10, but it's just, it's starring Ben from Parks and Rec. And it's just actually just a show about the 10 different ways Ben's terrible at pranking.
This discussion's gone downhill real fast.
I would watch that.
Yeah, like that was, I love when he tried to prank them and he had this like incredibly overthought plan and he had like fake blood shots coming out. Oh, let's go to there, guys.
leave your cell phone here, you know, in case they get wet, like you usually do.
But Ben 10, I'm curious to see how it ends in Friday Omniverse ends. Yeah. See how it ends.
Two more.
I'm so sad.
I'm like,
they seem like they're going to be big ones too. So,
is it Time War stuff? Because evil Chronosapien guy.
Yeah, like apparently, Kevin 11,000 is in the next episode.
Yeah, I heard he was going to be in one of this batch of episodes.
But yeah, the last two episodes are so glad we had this time together and A New Dawn, which both seem to consist of Time War stuff.
Yeah. I feel like, well, I guess not necessarily if they decided to go a new route, but depending on how Omniverse ends, if it ends on sort of a, not cliffhanger, but sort of a lead-in type deal like the other two did with, you know, him getting the new Omnitrixes, then that could be an indication. But if they went a different direction and they're airing it at 6 a.m., I don't know how many people they're expecting to see that. Or 7 a.m., whatever it is. It's not even on the weekends. Like, it's not even the weekends at 7 a.m. It's Monday through Friday.
I doubt they care who
or
sees
it. As George calls it, buttfuck AM.
Shut up. It's not morning. I'm watching
this. Happens? Is that like when you're supposed to do it? Is that what doesn't work when I try it at night? Like, is it?
Correct.
Okay.
They're closed.
Then I will make sure to buttfuck at 7 a.m.
Yep. Now it's really dissolved. Like it was, I thought it was still good when we were talking about Parks and Rec, Ben. Because who doesn't want to talk about Parks and Rec, Ben? Calzones.
I think it's time to move on to a new topic.
So you don't like talking about Parks and Rec? Okay.
What else do we have to talk about?
I still haven't watched Korra, so.
I watched it.
That's fine.
I watched it too.
Oh, there's Turtles. I didn't watch that. But, so
I watched it. Leave.
Should I go?
You're lucky.
What are we talking about, Brian?
Let's talk about Turtles.
So I absolutely love the frogs.
I knew you would.
I hate them.
Like, I'm someone who does not like the movie Napoleon Dynamite, but I did find it hilarious that Napoleon is basically Napoleon Dynamite as a frog. And I think he works better as a frog than as a person. I also like that they, like the main frogs in the group, all had the names of the punk frogs from the original show. Except they look more like who they're named after.
I mean, they actually had like a character instead of all being generic frog.
Well, yeah, they were. Well, for one thing, in the original, they all were just differently shaded versions of each other with different Hawaiian shirts, and then a different weapon. And then, of course, Playmates only made figures of Napoleon and Genghis, and even then, Napoleon looked like Napoleon. He just looked like another kind of froze weird. Anyway, but like this time, like Genghis, like he had like the little like Genghis Khan mustache looking thing going on, and like Attila. For some reason is an Italian mob boss. I'm not sure why, but he was. And like Rasputin, the Mad Frog. I love how they still kept the whole Rasputin the Mad Frog bit. don't know why he was mad, but like they just had different looks, and they kind of looked more like the whole Genghis and Attila and Rasputin thing that like they're named after.
He was really mad that Napoleon got turned into a Napoleon Dynamite reference.
Probably. But, I don't know, I enjoyed it. I liked Mikey hanging out with Napoleon, and like they both tried to like make themselves seem more important than they actually were. I'm trying to think of what else happened in the episode. I like how they went and spray painted on the farmhouse, like, humans beware, and then there's all about the ribbit. like, seriously? Like, Mikey wouldn't have done this. Well, no, it says ribbit, like, all over the side of the house.
Mikey was just having an identity crisis. He didn't know what sound turtles made.
Mikey, like, fucking licked Ice Cream Kitty. That was a thing that happened. Like, I like how they're like running around the house together. And then Mikey left and was a little sad. I was actually kind of sad when he left Ice Cream Kitty. I'm not going to lie. But I just love Ice Cream Kitty, like, a lot. I'm trying to think of what else, if anything else of value happened. Not really. I hope the frogs come back, like, in future episodes.
They live, like, right down the street from me now, right?
Yeah. I don't understand a bit, but...
Because they were going to Louisiana.
Did I fall asleep when they said that?
Oh, God. Kevin dreamed.
Like, I was awake the entire time.
Turns out everything Kevin just described didn't actually happen.
Turtles wasn't even on this week, bro.
Was that a dream? Oh, my God.
Wait, we've been asleep this whole time?
Only Kevin.
Okay. So we're just figments of Kevin's imagination?
Yeah.
This is like the Pokemon theory, where we're all just different aspects of Kevin's personality.
I was actually going to compare it to Link's Awakening. No one's played that game.
I did.
I love the dead silence after I said that.
I played it.
Well, Kevin's just like a sleeping god, and we're just all the little inhabitants of his dream, and we gotta wake him up and then kill ourselves.
Let's do that.
That sounds like an average episode, actually.
So
sometimes I wish I could kill myself.
According to this, Genghis is voiced by Kevin Michael Richardson.
Is that too much?
And Attila and Rasputin are both Maurice LaMarche, which means they're both the brain.
What's Louise Marsh from? Fucking How I Met Your Mother. There we go. She's got a jacuzzi. Louise Marsh. Okay, I'm sorry.
I fucking hate you.
I get way too much energy after I brush my teeth. It's like mint.
Are you high on toothpaste?
It's a brusher's high.
But I like how they have like a whole frog fucking army. Like, I do want to see the frog.
What's up with the car at the end?
Right, it was red. I'm like, what? Cars don't exist.
I don't know, Brian. You know what happened? I know what it is. My fucking DVR cuts out like 2 minutes early, and I can't get it to record right.
Nick's That's timing is off.
It really is. Like, I've tried to fix my DVR to adjust for it.
Brian, stop
being
such a pretentious douche.
I'm a self-entitled prick.
Stop being so elitist. At least you don't have a beard. Crap, I do. I'm doing No Shave November, and I look like I'm Oliver Queen just getting back from the island. It's really weird.
I need Dawson to do a vlog during November. Like, I seriously do.
Vlogs are canceled.
You should do half a vlog with the beard, and then cut, shave, and then do the remaining half without it.
Don't even do a transition. Just do an awkward jump cut.
No, three cuts. The first half, or the first third of the video, you have the full beard. Second third, you have half a beard.
Like half his face? Or like
the episode where Josh got his beard shaved off by Megan, except it was a mustache.
And draw in with marker. There you go. We just maybe wrote your vlog for you.
Maybe I'll do that for the Lost Galaxy Ramble.
Start talking about characters, then to start talking about story, half his beard's gone.
It's kind of like
wrap ups. It's just gone completely.
I like that time I had my eyes dilated and I did a vlog in these huge sunglasses and didn't say anything.
But I think it'll be even funnier if he does the ramble, like if he records the bits and pieces of it, like and splices it all together, so where it goes back and
parts,
forth.
Like it's gone and there, and then half there, and then
so
all gone,
effort.
And then there.
Yeah, record it in reverse, so you're instantaneously growing a beard.
Oh my god, this is just too much, like too many steps. Like I'm getting exhausted.
But the end product is hilarious.
Yeah, like I see, it feels weird. It's like the second equivalent to wearing a suit. Like when I wear a suit out, I feel like I'm naked. Like I feel like everyone's looking at me. And the same thing with this. It's just weird. I don't like it.
But so I like how they really believed that like the turtles were imprisoned, forced into slavery by these humans.
For a second there, I was lost. I'm like, oh, we're still talking about turtles.
They captured you. No, we're fine. Did they force you to say that? No. Actually, we're pretty good friends with these guys. Traitors! Kill the turtles, too. Like, oh, fuck.
It's a turtle.
That shit was funny. I can't wait. I need more turtles. I'm so sexy for my shirt. When are Rocksteady and Bebop showing up?
January.
January? Okay. When do I get toys of them?
Now.
They're right behind you. Look under your shirt. You
I'm
get
just
a
saying
Bebop.
They're starting
you
to be released. So
everybody gets a Bebop.
Oh, good, because I need a good release.
Yeah. Dear Lord.
So how about that Kavira? Huh.
She's a dream beaver. Oh. Kuvira is a bitch, and she needs to lick my testicles. Like right now.
Well then. I don't think I can arrange that. I apologize.
Damn it. Like, Kuvira is such a whore. Like, and then what the fuck? Why can't Korra just, like, stop, like, wigging out and being. Like, oh, I have a torch day to see myself, and I can't fucking fight because I'm a douchebag. Like, dude, just kill her. Just fucking kill Kavira and be done with it. Like, we can go on with our lives.
Because then the show would be over.
I know, but now, like, Sue is captured, her sons are captured, her nonconformist son is captured.
That's how you build drama. That's
I
how you
loved...
make a show a show.
Fuck you!
If the characters did what you wanted them to, you wouldn't have a show.
No, but I would go home smiling.
You're already home.
You can go home smiling when you're dead.
Okay,
I mean, when
good.
The show's over.
I was
Same
hoping
thing.
For that last one. So, I also liked how anything involving Varric and Bolin was just awesome. He really blew himself up. That guy's fucking insane.
But then do the thing.
Like, what are you talking about? I like to be like, I cannot believe Julie worked for you this fucking long. What the hell? and then what was the other thing I was thinking about? Oh, Milo. Just Milo. I don't even have to say anything else. His fucking painting. And he just comes, you can't handle all this, Milo. You're right. I can't handle all that, Milo. Please help. He's just so awesome.
This season so far doesn't have the same sort of suspense that the other ones did.
Like, how do you mean? I didn't really notice so much suspense before, but that might have just been me being like.
Like, it's not as climactic, I guess.
No.
I mean, we're six episodes in, and like there hasn't really been a whole lot happening, or like anything to really think about, or wonder
you mean
about.
Like, you mean like because like okay, here all we really had is Kuvira just goes around conquering in the Earth Kingdom, and it's like join me or I fuck your shit up. But like before we had what the fuck was that guy's name? Zaheer and his troop, and when, and it was kind of like, well, why do they want the Avatar? And what is their shtick? Like, what is their past history with Korra? What you mean like that? Like, you just didn't know what was happening and why?
Right. I mean, it's not necessarily it's been bad because I mean the episodes with Toph were hilarious and Bolin and Varric's scenes are always really funny and stuff. So I'm not saying it's bad by any means, but it doesn't seem like it carries the same weight to it. And I that could change, obviously, but just as right now, six episodes in, I'm not really feeling it as much as before.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I don't know. We still got like half of the thing to go, so I guess we'll see what happens. You never really know what's going to happen next. But that's always a good thing.
Kuvira could just like start breathing fire and shitting out water, and she could be the next Avatar.
I actually would enjoy seeing that. I would love for her to just breathe fire and shit water. Although if she shits water, you should probably get that checked out because something could be wrong. Just saying.
Do get that checked out because it's not a good thing.
Yeah, no, if you start shitting water, you probably have, like, some kind of a digestive problem.
Ebola.
Ebola makes you bleed from every orifice.
Bleeding from every orifice, shitting out water, same thing, really.
Yeah, I guess. I want to bleed from every orifice, it'd be awesome. And infect people with my blood. We're talking about Ebola.
Damn, I wanted to be here for that. That's the only reason I showed up.
Dawson actually has Ebola right now, so...
You can get it just by hearing me.
He thought he'd be safe by locking himself in his bedroom. Nope. Still got the Ebola.
That's how they get
you. You know who else has Ebola? Your
Jesus.
Mom. Oliver Queen has Ebola.
But he got it from Roy, because Roy gave it...
He has Ebola and arrows.
Oh!
Oh, bow and arrows.
You're so clever.
Oh my god.
I love you.
I need everything.
I don't love aerosol.
It was better than the Lynx. Wait, no, that wasn't Lynx. Wait, it wasn't a joke. That was just a flappy. What was the joke that wasn't funny? Oh, the Deontay movie. There we go.
You said that was just a flappy?
God damn it.
Yeah. No, it was an Ampharos. God. Know your sheep.
I love Ampharos.
Thank you, Brian. At least Brian does sheep studies.
Yeah, well, fucking them.
You know it.
Ryan's a sheep fucker.
So Roy killed everyone.
He took over the show. It's now called Roy. And it's just about him trying on different hoodies, fighting crime.
That sounds like something Dawson would do, except not the fighting crime part,
that's
the trying on
life
hoodies
exactly
part.
Exactly, not fighting crime. Exactly.
Just Dawson trying on hoodies to wear at airports.
But Brian's all caught up on Arrow. I'm so proud.
I accomplished something with my life, finally.
Well, technically, he's missing one episode. He's like me, the Tokyo Drew.
All you fuckers getting ahead of me on my own shows. It's ridiculous.
I watched 195 episodes of Supernatural over the summer. What does that say about me?
That you're off.
You have no life?
Pretty much.
You don't leave your room?
I watched some of it in the living room. Let's be real.
You don't leave your house?
Well, that's just true, because everything else outside of it sucks.
And you probably masturbate with your dogs in the room.
No, that's just
watching you.
It's awkward. Anyway, Arrow, was sort of a good segue till we got sidetracked. this week's was about Roy, and we already spoiled it for Brian, but he didn't kill Sarah. Which I didn't think he did due to the fact that he was in his hoodie in his flashbacks and it seemed weird that he would be wearing that.
Yeah.
And I also read that he would be dealing with his guilt over what he did when he was Mirakuru'd up. So I assumed it was involved with that.
But you know, the thing about it though is that when she got killed, she recognized whoever it was.
Yeah.
So
I still think it was gonna be him.
I think it's Thea.
Thea? She was in whatever the hell.
Corto Maltese.
Yeah.
Well,
Corey's house.
We find out in this episode, like, even if Roy didn't do
someone
it,
someone threw the arrows.
Yeah, because of how the arrows went into Sarah's body, it seems like it was done by someone who was on Mirakuru.
I can't imagine it was Slade, because he's locked up on Lianyu.
Plus, he's cured.
Yeah, fuck, I forgot about that. So, I mean, I don't know who else could have come in contact with it.
What if it's that doctor guy?
Maki? He's dead.
No, not Dr. Maki. The one.
Oh, the doctor.
No, I'm not Peter Capaldi.
Ivo.
Yeah, Ivo.
I forgot about him.
I mean, I guess it's possible.
I feel like it could very well just be something else.
It's it could be
just like this
before.
Might just be like a red herring.
Like he could.
Red herring.
He could somehow have me a crew, or maybe just really strong.
It wasn't me, Jones.
Maybe they used like a throwing arm robot. I don't know. I mean,
it was the MythBusters.
Yes, exactly. The MythBusters killed Sarah Lance.
They lost to the Ghostbusters in their epic rap battle and had to kill Sarah Lance.
But I'm not sure. It like, because before the Roy stuff, they made it seem like it was probably. What's her name's father? What's her name?
Rachel Ghoul.
No, I mean her name.
Nisa?
Yeah, there we go. So, I don't know. I read it's also it's not going to go all season, so at least we don't have to go all the way to episode 23 to find out. But it's definitely keeping me guessing. Like, I really don't have a clear idea.
We're going to find out it was really Barry.
He did it by mistake. Like, he tripped over some arrows and you sent him flying. You know what? It's probably Shaw. Shaw's just there to mess everything up. I feel
he's just
bad
there
for Brandon Ralph
because
I just
people.
Am just constantly suspicious of him. Although he does seem to be up to something, but still. My God.
I hate it because you guys talked about it, and every time I see him, I'm just like, what are you planning?
He's up to something.
What are you going to do to Felicity?
But he's playing a guy that's not normally evil, so I don't know.
I'm normally evil, so that's a thing.
But I really liked this week's episode. I kind of like how they had like two storylines that tied into each other. Like they had the meditation flashback, which tied into Ollie helping Roy realize he didn't kill Sarah. And then they also had Wildcat and his former partner sort of tying into Ollie not giving up on Roy because he might have killed Sarah.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really well done. I liked the way it was handled.
Yeah, I'm enjoying Wildcat's inclusion into this. I saw Daniel Adkins say this on Twitter, and I do kind of agree that it feels like the actor should be older, considering the role he's playing.
Yeah, I'm sure the character's older.
I figured like, he would be, and then it turned out he's not.
And not just because Wildcat is typically older, but just because of, like, the events that take place within the show itself.
Yeah.
Like, he's supposed to be someone who used to be a vigilante years ago.
He was a vigilante when he was 12.
Yeah, like, I hit the streets. I was part of that show, Henry Danger. I'm Henry.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I was curious how they're going to handle it, because, you know, they do have things differently sometimes, and since he was introduced, I was curious, like, did he used to be Wildcat, because we haven't heard anything, or is he going to become Wildcat when Laurel becomes Canary? So, obviously now we know, so.
And knowing is half the battle.
And I assume, you know, they'll probably have him re-suit up at one point.
Yeah.
But I'm
suit up.
Really looking forward to Laurel being Canary. I really like the costume she's got.
That she looks so hot.
Like, I used to really dislike Laurel, and now I actually really like Laurel now, and everyone's all like, she's going to suck as a Canary. Laurel's the worst. Shut up. I'm ready for Laurel to be the Canary.
This season is really turning me around on her.
Like, I need Ruby the Canary.
She's actually been pretty cool this season. Nowhere near as annoying as she was in season 2.
Yeah, I really started
she
to
waste of space in season two.
Like,
and
I
nowhere
really
near as annoying as Dawson is.
To like her at the end of season two, like in the last handful of episodes, after she found out Oliver was the Arrow, because I mentioned before, I thought she did a really good job of sort of being supportive of him, and she really like she talked him out of killing himself by turning himself into Slade. So I really liked her in the last handful of episodes after she actually found out, and I'm really looking forward to her being the Canary.
And I do have to say, in a visual sense, seeing the suit earlier today, she looks way more badass than Sarah did.
Yeah, it looks really cool. And everyone's like, oh, isn't that fishnets? It sucks. I'm like, you're a fishnet.
That isn't to say that Sarah looked terrible or anything like that, but she did always kind of look a little awkward in the wig and everything.
Yeah.
But Laurel, like, looks way better.
Like, I mentioned earlier, it's funny how Oliver's costume looks so basic now when you have, like, Black Canary and Arsenal's looking so professional and awesome-looking.
Yeah.
Look, he stitched it himself, okay?
Well, he uses that... Since... He uses that hood that was... What's her name? Shadows.
Yeah. Keep the memory alive. Never forget.
But, you know, in season four, they're going to have him switch to Green Arrow's original costume with a Robin Hood hat. So it's going to be pretty badass.
I would actually love it if they did that, because I think it would be funny as shit.
For, like, 5 minutes, and then, yeah, for the rest of the season, it'd just be like, why the fuck are you wearing that?
Yeah.
And then none of the characters still know it's Oliver Queen.
He doesn't even wear a mask anymore. It's just...
He didn't at the beginning. He just fucking grease painted his face. He just played "We Will Rock You" and grease painted his face up, and then he's like, "I'm in." Yeah, this season
I don't see the problem.
So looking forward to Laurel. Looking forward to finding out who the hell killed Sarah. She's probably not even dead.
I did. I'm sorry.
Damn it, Kevin. He slipped.
She got turned into a Cyberman.
That would be a good segue into Doctor Who. We still didn't have Flash to talk about.
Damn, I definitely fell asleep during Doctor Who.
But Flash...
Flash
this
is
week
fucking
was plastic.
Awesome.
Yeah, Flash... I've kind of playing a broken record, but it's been so good every week. It's like a little mini superhero movie every week.
I love having Clancy Brown in it.
She's the bitch that blew everyone up.
I know who she is, but like, I didn't know who she was before.
Neither do I.
Okay. You made it. You were convinced. You were convinced.
Yeah, I just said her name because it was an episode. What's his name? I love Cisco and how he names people like Mikey. This is actually the sequel to Like Mike. It's just Like Mikey. But it's going to be more entertaining. I don't know. I really like his character. I think it's funny. I like when he's like, "We've never met one as pretty as you. Please don't leave." Like, that was great.
Like, he's just so desperate. Please don't go. We need hot girls here. But I like General Eiling. I like that it was Clancy Brown. I like him a lot. He's Captain Black in Jackie Chan Adventures, and that just makes me happy.
That's the role you remember him from. That. Not the Kurgan, not Lex Luthor, not
I got Lex
Mr.
Luthor.
Krabs, that.
I would have said Savage Opress.
Personally,
he was Savage
Opress.
Cool.
What?
Savage Opress, Darth Maul's brother.
Are you retarded?
I don't know things.
He's got the one voice.
You have the one voice.
No, I've got the one ring. That's different.
God.
Like, yeah, I hate you so much.
You know, that's right.
That was my first time seeing him in something that wasn't animated.
This is the first time seeing him then.
He was in an episode of Star Trek Enterprise, so I've
like
seen
I
him
said,
before.
Like I said, he was the Kurgan. He was in Highlander.
Oh, well, whatever.
No one
Highlander,
knows what Highlander is. Great.
It's a car made by Toyota.
I know what Skylanders are.
Oh, my God.
I hate you guys.
Everyone hates me.
Get used to it. I'm used to it. I'm used to everyone hating you.
But yeah, I agree. It was a good episode. It was really enjoyable. I like having another metahuman show up that wasn't just evil.
Yeah.
So
I liked the end of it with Grodd.
Oh, Gorilla Grodd?
That made me so happy because I've always loved Grodd since watching the Super Friends.
I don't know how important Plastique's character is in, almost said the anime, in the comics or anything, but I'm kind of disappointed she was killed off. Like, you know, it was important to the story they sort of told with, essentially, you know, that doctor being a dick again, but I thought it could have been interesting for her to come back again. It just seemed like, I don't know, a wasted opportunity. For all we know, maybe she reformed as Plastic. I don't know. But for right now, I'm kind of disappointed we might not see her again. Especially for Cisco. Got cock-blocked by McLovin again.
I want to be cock-blocked by McLovin.
I'm trying to think what else happened. I mean, Oliver. Damn it! Stupid Roy. No, I almost said Roy. How am I blanking on Flash's name? Barry couldn't get drunk, so he had to drink, like, jet fuel to get drunk for, like, 3 seconds.
That shit was hilarious. I can't get drunk, guys. Fuck! Like, lol.
It was amusing until it became such an issue that they kept mentioning it. I'm just like, is it really that big of a deal? Like, I get it. He can't drink anymore, and that sucks. But still, it's like, why is this a plot thread right now?
Like, I thought it was funny that, like, Caitlin spent time and resources on creating a formula for an alcohol that could get him drunk. Like, the way she presented it, it's usually how, Barry, I've developed this special alloy so you can fight this metahuman. She's like, Barry, I've developed a shot. Drink.
Like, I have developed 400 proof alcohol.
It was funny the way it was presented like that.
What a use for her scientific knowledge.
Chuck.
I will say there was a little scene between Barry and Joe, where they're just kind of like sitting around his loft, just pretty much talking. I mean, having a good time. And I really enjoyed it because most of the conversations that Barry has with Joe are always like him being scolded or like parental wisdom or anything. I kind of like having just a really simple scene that's just them getting along and having a good time.
Was that when he was showing off how he can vibrate his vocal cords?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. Ryan watched that a minute ago when we heard it. It was a really funny scene. Like, I just thought it was funny. Like, he showed it off and he just immediately cracks up. I was wondering how he was doing that. Like, I when he first did it, I thought that it was like a sort of thing like Oliver has, where it was something like a over his mouth or something. I didn't think about vibrating his vocal cords.
I love that Ollie gets like the deep, gruff voice whenever he interrogates people, and Barry's is like chipmunky and echoey.
Yeah. I think it's funny the similarities with like them both having the voice things, and then how, you know, he was called the Hood or the Vigilante, and he's called the Streak. Which just makes him sound like a streaker. But, you know, and I thought that they were not going to do that type of thing because when Oliver said, you know, saving people in a flash, I thought that he was just going to take the name from that and name himself then. I didn't know we were going to go through this whole finding your name thing in this show. I hope it happens soon. Just because it's not like this is the fifth show they've done they're doing it in. It just seems kind of repetitive. Especially since he has more of a clear goal than Oliver did at the beginning, and the name thing kind of went with the evolution of who he was. And I just thought it would have worked out that way.
Well, I think he gets the name Flash, though, in the next episode, so it's only like, it's not like it's taken 2 seasons to get a name, it's only taken like 6 episodes.
And they officially named Roy this week, speaking of naming things.
Did they?
Yeah.
Because they named him Arsenal.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Black guy called him an arsenal, and then Arrow said, yeah, we'll call you that. So I'm glad they clarified it, because like in all of the press releases of his suit, they kept calling him Arsenal, but like they never said it, and he really looks like he could just be Red Arrow.
Yeah, but I guess because they're not going with like Oliver Arrow being Green Arrow, and he's just the Arrow.
So that makes sense, and I'm fine with it.
Although I would have liked if he go and fight Speedy, just because I like Speedy. But that's kind of Thea's nickname, so yeah.
I'm fine with him not going by Speedy.
Yeah, it just would seem weird.
Silly.
The nod's there, so that's nice, but I'm just waiting for when we find out that he's a clone. And I was like, when's Young Justice happening again? When's Thomas H. Nordstein coming back? That's what I want to know.
Someone better chop off his arm, then.
That was such a good show. All right. Now we can talk about Doctor Who. This was easily the most bright and uplifting finale we've had in years. I mean, all the other ones were so depressing.
Well, it did end with Santa Claus, so...
It ended with Ed from Dawn of the Dead showing up.
I think the thing that I like more than it ending with Santa Claus is that he is Santa Claus.
It's perfect.
I know. It makes me so happy for some reason.
But I really did enjoy the finale. I really liked Missy as the Master. She was in there so short, but I almost felt bad at how much I was enjoying watching her mess with that girl.
Oh, like, yeah.
She killed her. She's like, I could let you live, but bananas. And then she just killed her.
I was so enthralled by her version of the Master that I was kind of disappointed that it seemed like she was killed off. But we did get word today that she's coming back.
You sounded like a reporter just now. We're just getting word now from the field. Yes, she will be back. But yeah, I heard that too.
Harris was the correspondent for the Daily Show.
I assumed she would be, considering he came back. She came back with really no explanation. She essentially had the Malcolm Merlyn explanation of why she's alive. Like, why are you alive? And she's like, oh, I trained as a ninja. because it's fucking confusing now. The Master jumped into the time thing where they were like, weren't they stuck in like a time bubble with Volkov? Volkov probably got him out. When he became Winterbottom again, he's like, hey, my name's stupid, you're free. I don't know. Like,
I thought it was funny when like the scientist chick asked him what was going on. I was like, you wouldn't believe me who she is if I told you. And then she just described it completely. And he's like, well, all right then. I guess you figured it out. you too.
It was pretty much a non-answer for how it happened. But I really like her as the Master, and I feel like it shuts up people that were mad that the Doctor wasn't a female. Because. Mm-hmm. For me, I don't really want that to happen. I mean, if it ever happens, I'm not going to be like, screw the show, I want the Doctor to have a penis. But just for me, the Doctor is male. But I mean, this definitely sort of gives you like an entry point for that, I guess. And I really like the way it was handled.
I liked Clara trying to convince the Cybermen that she's the Doctor.
She had practice in that other episode.
She did, but she went through like his entire speech.
Yeah, she lived
his life history. Like, she went through the whole thing. And it's like, see, Doctor. He's like, see, I'm a good liar. Ask anyone.
And Danny knew that for sure. This whole storyline did not turn out the way I thought it would at all. Like before, when we first started part one of the finale, I thought that heaven thing was like a planet or something, and she was just zapping people there. And somehow they were going to get Danny back and it was going to be fine. I did not expect him to be a Cyberman and then die. And then...
I'm trying to... Then how did they have the baby that turns into... Because they had the other guy who's clearly...
Timey-wimey.
Yeah.
I guess he just doesn't exist.
Buck Orson. In Amy era, she just always said time can be rewritten no matter what. Like, even when she wanted to go back, so she chose a different serial. She's just like, time can be rewritten in Cocoa Puffs. That's what Amy liked to do.
Cocoa Puffs.
And then her show got canceled. So you see what happens?
But I kind of liked the premise in the first episode, the first part, though, last week when they were like, you know, these people are dead. How can we be here? Whatever. And like, whoa. You know, death isn't what you think it is.
I like how they described it. Like, you're dying when you come out of the womb because that world's done.
I liked that. That was just really cool. Although the little skeletons in the floating, in the liquid thing, that was uncomfortably creepy.
I'm surprised that, especially after I saw the preview, that I didn't think about them being Cybermen.
Yeah.
I really liked the part when the guy was explaining the facility to him, and he's like, this guy wondered what happened after the afterlife. And the Doctor's just like, why? Was he an idiot?
Like, he's such an ass. Like, it's so funny.
It's so funny.
And he's like running around screaming, like, get out of here. I'm like, oh, look, he's Scottish.
He's just another, like, Scotsman a game was today. Just don't mind him.
It's fucking funny.
I thought it was a pretty strong finale. I really liked the series a lot. It was fairly consistent overall, I thought.
Yeah, Dawson said what I was about to say. I really enjoyed Series 8 and 12 in general so far. A lot.
And I mentioned this on Twitter, and although I think he's had a few sort of I am Doctor-ish moments, but I love how at the end it was sort of gearing up to his I am the Doctor, this is who I am moment, and he just goes, I am an idiot. I thought that was great. Because it was sort of that resolution point where he sort of started to realize that he wasn't all bad. But it was just kind of a great throwing your expectations off thing. And it was a good scene, and I thought it was really well done. I really liked it. I don't necessarily think they needed to do that. Could bring a person back from the life thing when they brought the kid back. I don't know.
That was a little dumb.
Yeah, it seemed
they wanted to make it even more sappy.
Yeah, like
it already was. Like, going, he could have came back, but he chose not to. Cry.
Like, if they had brought Danny like back like that, it still would have been kind of an overly too much thing. But bringing the kid back was like way too much.
Make sure this kid who's been dead for a decent amount of time is reunited with his family somehow.
Yeah, so that was too much. I didn't like that part of it. And I don't know what's going on with Clara. I know she's supposed to be in the Christmas special, and I don't know about after that. Like, I personally would like to see her stick around for another series, just because I really like her.
Mm-hmm.
But when she does leave, I hope they leave it off on something like this, where she just leaves and doesn't die or end up trapped somewhere. Like, I don't think every companion has to have a tragic or twisty end.
Oh, like, I can never see you again because I'm, my brain explodes.
Yeah. Like, we don't need that every time. Like
Donna.
We can do, like, a Martha thing, where, sure, she was the rebound companion, but at least she just got to leave. And with that, they just kind of explored that she was kind of changed forever by her interactions with them, but at least she got to leave. So,
well, that's just because she was black.
So what... Yeah, they didn't want to seem racist. But whether Clara leaves after Christmas or next series or halfway through next series, I hope that it's at least... safe ending. Too many people keep getting time angeled and memory erased and alternate dimension trapped. So yeah, that's what I hope for that. I don't know what they're doing with it, but it also wasn't the way I turned out, because I thought, oh, she's just going to leave and go be with Danny. It's not what happened.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's still kind of tragic. I mean, she kind of lost the most important person to her, and
yeah,
now she doesn't even get to go on wild adventures. It just kind of walks off into the distance like Bruce Banner.
Yeah, it was pretty somber, but I just mean, like, you know, something happening to her.
Yeah. Like, no, I get what you mean.
Yeah, so it just seems like it gets repetitive, too, if every companion dies or sort of dies or whatever.
Yeah. There was one small scene that I wanted to mention when the Doctor he's talking to Clara about how Gallifrey is still there. And he's going, thanks, Kevin. And he's going to go home. And
and it wasn't there.
And then, you know, that narration is overlays the scenes of him going to where Gallifrey supposedly was and finding out that nothing was there. And I love the freak out scene of him just bashing the TARDIS console over and over again. Like, I don't know. I like it.
I agree. It was kind of a part of that somber ending too. I mean, Clara had the somber ending and he sort of did too. And they were both putting on a brave face for each other, but they were both really messed up.
Yeah.
I'm curious, like, because we know that, you know, Gallifrey obviously wasn't there. Like the Master said, she's controlling like an internet commenter. But
hello?
Hello. Okay, I thought it was just me.
Everyone went really quiet, and I was scared.
I was scared too.
Trolling like an internet commenter.
Well, in any case, I had something I was thinking about and was going to say, and I totally lost it, motherfucker. Oh, I like how they made him president of Earth. And he's like, oh, that's your solution. Vote another idiot into office. Well, sir, actually, we picked you. Oh, well, fuck. Like the president. We don't want those Americans in here, possibly bombing the wrong place. No. President of Earth. You can't do that. It's you. Oh. Okay. I like how they met that one scientist chick, and he's like, nice bow tie. She's like, bow ties are cool. I'm like, yes. That's just funny.
I like how the entire thing was kept referencing the Brigadier.
Yeah, that guy.
Not that I know anything about him, but I know he's a thing.
He is a thing. He's a thing from the past, and that's why it's good they bring him up. Because past things are always good.
That's kind of like a morbid outcome for him, though. Like, he doesn't get to actually die. He's just a Cyberman now.
He didn't even, like, explode. He survived, and he just flew away.
Honestly, when you really think about it, it's kind of morbid for all of his companions who may have died in the past. Like, whether it was on show for some reason or just, you know, through natural causes, they were now Cybermen.
Yeah, Amy and Rory were
in
Cybermen.
That weird world. That's... Ugh.
Poor Rory. Well, Rory would be a Cyberman that explodes and then rebuilds itself or something. We'll just get into a new Cyberbody over and over again.
What's up, bitches?
That's a brilliant message there.
Hello?
Hello.
What the hell's happening?
You died.
I know.
Died. You got cock blocked by McLovin.
The computer restarted itself, and then I came back when the computer restarted. And well, yeah, blue screen. And then when I came back, I booted up Skype, and Skype wouldn't work. It said Skype stopped working. So I had to reboot again.
Damn.
I've been jammed, guys.
Did your computer blast off and try to explode into a cloud?
Pretty much.
Got it.
So what did I miss?
Not much. We were just talking a little bit more about Doctor Who and how morbid it is that anyone who died is now a Cyberman and stuff like that. I mean,
I'm now a Cyberman.
Kevin's a Cyberman now. That's a thing.
Beep bop boop murder.
Exactly. That's my favorite catchphrase. Beep bop boop murder.
So... What's next on the list?
Oh,
God
circle
damn it.
Jerk.
Dossum died again. I was wondering why he wasn't responding.
What a little homo.
Last on the list is Supernatural for them, I think.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Okay. I kind of figured.
Look, I had like 8 hours of TV to watch and like 4 hours to do it in, okay? You're lucky I had enough watch. I was watching fucking Drive while recording.
I'm catching up on things, and so now I'm like in a similar situation where I've got like this big long list of crap I need to watch.
Brian, I was watching the
Son
end
of
Drive during the Drive discussion. Okay.
It died right when Aristotle said, "Not much. We were just boom jammed. Got jammed.
You'll never know what we were doing.
No."
Touching each other.
If you go back and listen to this episode, your player will just explode.
It's like the computer will shut down again.
You'll never know.
Might get cockblocked by McLovin.
We were going to move on to Supernatural, but Kevin didn't watch it.
Said he's still on season 2.
I am not. Fuck your mother.
There are some spoilers for Naruto work for this too. The middle sister dies and the pants aren't magic. So that's how Supernatural happens. Like, even you should just skip ahead and watch the 200th episode, because it doesn't have any like narrative spoilers or anything other than knowing that Demon Dean's cured, which you already know, because it was like fantastic. Like, it was like French Mistake levels of awesome. The meta episodes usually are.
They really are. They're like some of the best things that they do.
Yeah, it was great.
Anything meta is like, somebody asked me on my Ask FM what I thought of it, and I'm just thinking, I didn't watch it yet. Yeah, they were like, they asked who's your favorite non-cast angel and least favorite? Which is, the favorite's an easy one, because Jerry it's Jax. Escape. What?
The guy that, I don't remember his name, the guy that stole the weapons from heaven.
I was going to say Gabriel.
Gabriel. The Trickster. Oh, Trickster, yeah.
Because Gabriel's just fantastic. But I wouldn't know who Lee's favorite is.
Maybe Metatron, because he's such a dick.
Metatron, he's a douche, or the black guy. Was
Raphael.
Yeah.
He was I didn't like, too. Was it Naomi who was controlling Cass?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Amanda Tapping. She was. Yeah, Naomi was kind of a cunt.
I think my favorite demon is still Laurel Ruby. Well, favorite non-Crowley demon.
Favorite non-Crowley demon? You can't
like Crowley and Cass weren't in the episode, which I can't see how Crowley would have fit. I thought Cass would have been kind of funny in the episode, like how he would react to people putting on a play about him would be kind of great. I mean, Crowley would probably have funny reactions, but I can't think of a narrative reason why he would be there. But Cass can pop in anywhere. But I get that they wanted to make it about the brothers, and someone playing Cass was there. No one played that I saw Crowley, though. There was no kid playing Crowley.
Cass would have just been hilariously trying to, like, interpret, like, what is happening here.
Yeah,
why are they doing this?
They brought up Adam, he was one of the characters, so I feel like they're going to bring him back this season. They've left him there for, like, 5 years. You know how many hundreds of years that probably is in hell?
Yeah, you know how funny it'll be when they bring him back? Like, dude, you left me there. Do you know how long I've been in hell? What the fuck?
It's like, because what? Dean was there for like 3 months, which was like a couple hundred years. Sam was there for I don't know how long, but it was longer when he was in Lucifer's cage, and like that was hundreds of years. So they've left their brother in there since the end of season 5, and it's season 10 right now.
Yeah, it has to have been like thousands of years at this point.
So, but they've
thousands of years ago, before like Sigourney Weaver.
There was a kid dressed as him, and Sam's like, who's that? They're like, oh, that's Sam and Dean's other brother. And then they both look at each other like, oh, fuck. I knew we were forgetting something. But this feel like, what, did we leave the coffee pot on? Like, what did we do? Oh, yeah, we left our brother in Lucifer's cage. Whoops.
Silly us.
Silly oversights.
Guess I'm going to need a bigger mouth.
God. But yeah, it was great. It's probably like in my top 5 episodes. It was, they were like, I can't think of another show that really does meta stuff like that, where it's just so good and it's so much a part of it.
Yeah, and it's, I like when they just reference things that, like, the stupidity.
There's several references to the people that ship Sam and Dean, and Destiel references. It's pretty great.
They always make references to the Sam and Dean shippers, like every time they do anything with the Supernatural book series and stuff. They're constantly talking about shipping Sam and Dean. And they're always in disbelief. Like, you know, we're brothers, right? Like, that's creepy. That's weird.
I love the convention one where they had to go around pretending to be, when they go around pretending to be an FBI agent, but then there's all those other people pretending to be Sam and Dean, pretending to be FBI agents.
Like, it was just fantastic. Like, oh yeah, you're playing Sam and you're playing Dean. Like, yeah, we're pretending we're them. That's exactly what we're doing.
I just saw a rerun today, or like part of it, when it was the episode Charlie came in and was pretending to be an FBI agent, and like, they wouldn't let them see this body, and then Charlie just goes, but FBI.
She's so fantastic. Like, she just doesn't understand how to fake it. But no, you have to tell me yes. FBI. Aww.
Look forward to when she comes back this season from the Neverland. Yeah, I think. Wonderland. No, Neverland. No, that's not right. Once Upon a Time messed me up, man. I have too many of these worlds in my head.
What's the question?
I'm trying to remember what world Charlie went to, because she left with Dorothy.
Oz.
Dorothy go. There we go. Oz.
She went to Oz with Dorothy.
There we go.
She went to Oz to go find the Wicked Witch or something and kick her ass.
Didn't they already kill her with a high heel shoe?
I don't know. They killed one witch.
But she'll be back this season, I read, so that's exciting. They were talking about how they wanted to possibly restart that potential spinoff, but Bloodlines. I'm like, can we just do a Charlie spinoff? What about a Charlie and Garth spinoff? That would be an interesting pair.
Like, the thing is, that spinoff didn't work.
I didn't like the episode. It was...
I didn't either. Like, I remember watching that episode, and I'm like, I can see why they didn't pick up your spinoff.
Yeah, it was awkward.
This is kind of bad and kind of dumb.
Because usually spinoffs, like, start with at least a character you're sort of familiar with. But that introduced an entirely new cast that we had never heard of, and it was a really complicated system that you had.
It was a really odd premise. Like,
it was like all these different families of creatures, and then there was like it introduced way too much, way too fast.
It made me go, why do no hunters ever go to Chicago and just kill them all?
Yeah, it's
like that seems like it would be like a hunter's heaven. They just go there and just start killing, like going on a spree.
There's other routes they could go. I still like my Charlie and Garth spinoff, even though Garth's a werewolf now for whatever reason. I don't know why they decided to do that.
I don't either. Because I guess because DJ Qualls just is a werewolf in real life. So
that's true. They have to be true to life. And he was just gone for so long, they needed to think of a reason why the hell he left Kevin hanging high and dry. Why did he leave high and dry, Kevin? What'd you ever do to him? He just left you there on the ship, eating hot dogs.
I wouldn't suck his balls.
I wonder if we'll ever see Ghost Kevin again. They kind of left that open-ended.
I don't want to see Ghost Kevin. I liked Kevin. So, you know what I think happened is that Garth went off with that fat black chick he was banging in Road Trip.
Never seen Road Trip. I'm only familiar with him from New Guy. So he left with Faith.
You need to watch Road Trip. It's got Sean William Scott. It's got Axe from the Beetleborgs. Axe from the Animorphs. Why did I say Beetleborgs?
The Beetleborgs?
Axe from Animorphs is in it. Tom Green is in it. What's the Breckenmeyer? Amy Smart.
Amy Downs.
It's I love that movie. And DJ Qualls is there.
I was going to ask you, George thinks it too, but am I the only one that thinks Chuck is God?
I'm pretty sure I would have to see the episode. No, I know who Chuck is. He's the guy who can't pee in waiting.
Okay.
He's like, I can't pee in a public bathroom because people are watching me, even though they're not
God
there.
God has a shy bladder. Well, even before this episode, spoiler alert, I don't say anything more, but I thought he was. Like, because the way he, like, disappeared at the end of season 5, he wrote the end and then poofed. And then it was never clear what happened to him and then another prophet happened. I just kind of assumed he was God.
Yeah, like, I kind of, they were like, whoa. Because the way they explained the prophet thing, they were like, well, I guess he's dead.
But it just seemed weird that they didn't show it and like how everything was so vague around it.
But the thing about it is, because I know he was in the episode, because I have Twitter.
It was like,
like, I saw your conversation with George, and because like the thing is, for him to be in the episode, like, Kevin's dead. Because Kevin was a prophet. If you follow what they're saying, got activated because Chuck died and was no longer a prophet. There's only one at a time. But then Kevin's dead. But somehow Chuck is alive. Activated.
Well, I don't know how it works out because Metatron fixed it so no other prophets would happen. But they took Kevin back.
I don't think anyone would resurrect Chuck and not Kevin.
Because I'm like, we met everybody.
I mean, he could be.
Like, are they going to cast God? Like, how do you cast that? You just cast a guy named Chuck and then say, guess what? You're God.
I mean, I could do it, but I fit the bill. But I mean, I guess, you know, he could just been of like playing dumb the whole time. Like, you know, because if he'd be God, he would know everything that, like, Sam and Dean, because when they came to him, he, like, didn't know what the hell was going on. He's like, oh, I had these dreams about you guys doing shit.
Well, he was sort of helping him without helping him. I think the way he poofed away at the end of season 5 is what did it for me. I mean, because everywhere else makes him seem like a dick, other than him resurrecting Cass and Bobby. You know, they just said God left. That's all they ever say is he left. I'm like, wow, he's bailed.
No one knows where he is. Did he have... But didn't Dean have that necklace when they ran into him? Or did he not have it then?
See, that's the thing, is that there's sort of something that they bring up. The actual necklace isn't in this episode, but they bring it up several times. So that's why I was thinking...
Because I know that they said that, like, so I don't understand why they had to give it significance to this little fucking necklace. Like, the necklace can find God.
Yeah, because Cass had it for a while, and then when Dean was mad at Sam, he threw it in the trash can at some motel.
Because they were like, no, God's gone, he's not coming back, so this necklace is not worth anything, and Dean was like, fuck this shit, and, like, threw it.
And it was never seen again, till now. I don't know. If that'll ever be answered or not, but because I was curious up until, other than my theory that Chuck was God, I was like, are they ever going to show him? They've showed everyone else. Like, they had the balls to go through this whole biblical apocalypse storyline. I wonder if they're ever going to actually bring God in.
Yeah, they've brought in like every possible character. Like, you know, I mean, they've had Lucifer, and they had Michael and Gabriel and all the different angels and all these different, yeah, they had Cain. Well, they haven't had Jesus, I guess. That could be fun.
Oh, I thought you said they had Jesus. I'm like, what? And then I realized they didn't have him.
Yet. I think it'll be hilarious. Like, Jesus comes in, he's like a hippie or something. Like,
they had like all the other ones too. Like, they had that big meeting.
They had like, all like, the other had, like gods. every god ever. But I don't know. I guess I gotta see what they're gonna do, because I'm not really sure. What the fuck is the plot line of season 10? They haven't really had one so far.
I don't know. I assumed it was gonna be Demon Dean, and then they cured it in 3 episodes. I know, like I said, a lot of people are. That's why I thought it was interesting they brought Adam up, because I know a lot of people are theorizing that it would be Lucifer coming back, because it's the same year that Croatoan thing. I think I mentioned that before. But even though I think the dates are off, I think they already passed the date that Dean traveled to the future and saw the Croatoan virus future.
Yeah, I mean, could be something with Lucifer and Adam. It may end up just leading to something with God. I don't know. Like, just the way, like, I know with like
there's a
9 and 8 and stuff,
the episode.
You kind of had something where you knew what was going on, or like with the Leviathans. You know, okay, the plot this season is Leviathan. The plot this season is angels are cast out of heaven.
Yeah, the I don't think you've gotten to it, but there's a sort of weird little teaser of some sort of mysterious person, and I think it's in the episode Dean gets cured, so that might have something to do with it, but I don't know. You need to get caught up. We're just having discussions about past seasons.
I'm trying to get caught up. It's difficult when I have like 100 shows to watch and no time. I was telling Brian, but when you for all you were dead, I had like 8 hours. So in order to have been caught up completely by the time recording time came around, I had like 8 hours of TV to watch, and I had like 4 hours to do it. I had to pick and choose.
But you don't want to do that to Supernatural.
I'd have had to do that because actually it's probably more than 8 hours of TV, actually, because I have like, I think, 3 Supernatural, and then I still have 2 Arrow. That's 5 hours right there. Oh. And then I had like 4.5 with everything else I had to watch. So I had a 9.5 to 10 hours of TV to watch. And 4 hours to do it in. Stuff had to get cut. Like, I'm hoping to be able to, in the next few days, get caught up on Arrow again. And, because actually I watched Flash late last night after it aired. Not live, but after, like about an hour after it aired, I got to watch it. I'm hoping to get caught up on Arrow and then get re-caught up on Supernatural.
And eventually I get caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. again, because I'm like four episodes behind or something.
That's ramble time.
I've watched a few episodes of it. I'm really enjoying it. I was upset they killed Xena right away. But
oh, yeah. Ron Swanson's wife.
Like, because they went on this whole thing, like, oh, look, fucking Xena's going to be an Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm like, oh, cool. And then, like, she died, like, two episodes in, like, or whatever the fuck it was. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess that ends that. Thanks, though.
Someday, we'll be able to have a caught-up Supernatural discussion. It'll probably be in Season 11, but it will happen.
Yeah, no, it'll probably happen in, like, a week or two, if I can get on the ball here. Or off your balls or something. I don't know how that works. Something about balls.
My balls are stopping everything.
Well, I'll take them out of the jar on the bed next to me.
Too much. It's always one balls. Too far.
I know.
And I think that's it for Ramble Time topics. Is it? Are the other two alive?
I would say so, yes.
I got really bored.
Alright, now it's time for this week's question.
Facebook question of the bi-weekly sometime this whatever. Yeah, okay, go.
Best single ever. It was, what is your favorite Power Rangers villain of all time?
Yay. Tickety Tigre says Astronema because I loved her story against, I can't read that fast. Then with
that's good
then, against then with and against. Oh,
you can do it.
She was the most confident female villain in all of PR. Also, black spandex. That was not spandex. I remember it anyway.
I know.
Damn bad. Never looked so good. Overused. I'm done. Just go on.
Joshua Perry says it would probably be Rito since he is an idiot and works well with Goldar. I also like Rack because of his design. I like how working well with Goldar is like a criteria. Like, not Goldar's your favorite villain, but works well with Goldar.
It's like a resume title. Exactly. I work well with Goldar.
Oh, man.
John McElduggan says, I can't pick just one. Lord Zedd, before they neutered him. Goldar, also before the castration. Daishi, Astronema, Ecliptor. Vanjix and Rancic are all my favorite. So let me have it for posting a list.
You get nothing.
What?
It's almost Diggle.
I think your mother got a little bit of Diggle.
Diggle is Brian's favorite Power Rangers villain.
Mark Cruz says Ecliptor. He was a villain with honor.
We had a few of those, buddy.
I squinted a little bit, and, like, all the text looked the same, so I thought his name was Mark Glifter.
Is it because the name's the same? Duh. Oh,
crap. Edgar Quack, Foxtopus? Is that your name now? What the fuck? You know, that's not even an answer.
You've come Kirsten a long way from Sun, bro.
Says... That's not an answer either. Anthony Siano.
Brian's just skipping everyone's answer.
Brian really wants to get this done.
Astronema, because she had to fight her own brother, not remembering that it was her brother, and had probably the best story progression with being a villain turned hero, plus her outfit was kind of hot. I found an answer, Kev.
I'm not sure if this is an answer, but I'm going to read it because I don't want to read the long one next. Corey Gong says, SPD's dude with horns. Can't be bothered to Google his name, but he was pretty evil. All I know is he scared me as a child. He did a good job well enough. Wait, SPD was only like, 10 years ago, I guess. Fuck, it's almost 10 years ago. Son of a bitch.
Alex Scott says, Vengix easily, not only are they intimidating as all hell, seriously, if I watched RPM as a small child, Vengix would have frightened me. Intelligent, powerful, and had an awesome voice. They were the only PR villain to actually take over the world. That, and if it wasn't for a building falling on them and crushing them to death, they probably would have won and taken over Corinth. They could also still be alive if that final scene of Vengeance's eye flashing on one of the morphers meant anything in the grand scheme of things. So yeah, Vengeance.
That guy forever sounds like that in my head now.
Where are we?
Lawrence Tubbs.
Lawrence Tubbs. Sorry, I tapped out for a second. Lawrence Tubbs says, Diabolico, the voice and the design, one word, beautiful. Nuff said.
Nuff didn't say anything. You did.
Stephen Ketchum said, I think my choice is Rancic from Time Force. He's cruel and sinister, but cares for his daughter, and he realizes his mistakes and becomes normal. I'm the crossover. Nice to meet you, crossover.
What?
Alright. What do you know what's happening?
I just can't wait to get to Jeff's.
I'm really hoping I'd be
this week. Okay, let's go. Okay, Me for Carton says, Mezagog, coolest design, coolest voice, coolest performance, and just plain freaky at times.
George Hansen Jr. says, for me, this is so tough. Vengeance is clearly the scariest and most threatening, but my favorite is absolutely Lothar. He was hilarious, sinister, and the perfect villain for Ninja Storm. I loved every second he was on screen, and when he came back, he was scarier than ever. No other villain was so double-sided as Lothar. He could snap your neck and make your ghost laugh about it.
That's why you burn the bones.
Kevin Fantavong says, Pink Hair Matumbo. Always Pink Hair Matumbo.
Matumbo!
You know the effort it took to not laugh while reading that?
Jeff has one of the greatest typos I've ever seen. Ransky. Great story. Love it. The team up with Wild Force gave him a great ending.
Ransky was so cool. Ransky, you know, going down to the bar for a brewski. It's just like, you know, Ransky's.
Ah, I am Ransky.
I'm going to call him Ransky forever now.
Ransky, you killed Alex. No, that was Ransky.
So not threatening.
Everyone thinks of my brother. My other eye is mutated. God. Chenix Stewart.
I'm so happy now.
Chenix Stewart says Ransky.
Ransky.
I almost said Ranskit. Ransick for reasons.
Oscars Pecker says.
Oscars Pecker? I bet you get that a lot.
Ransick or Mavagog, because both played the woes amazing and were just the right amount of evil. Hashtag Dweem Candy.
I thought Oscar was Mexican.
Not even sure what accent that was.
It's kind of like baby talk.
I can't see.
Ryan's laughed so much he's gone blind.
True. That's gonna happen to me someday.
Oh yeah, his family's eyeball thought or something. What do you think?
My mom's eyeballs explode and my dad's blind in one eye, so.
That's because he's Ransky.
Your eyes mutated.
My dad is Ransky.
This is probably give our answers.
Okay. Can I just go with Ransky?
Yes.
Go with Phil Brasky.
Speaking honestly, though, Rancic is an awesome villain. And I like him a lot. I'm done.
It's a good episode.
Ransky was a good episode.
I think I'll go with Astronema because she was super nice to meet in person. That's the reason to like a villain.
And you can fap to her all day long and not feel bad about it.
No, seriously, no, she was a really good villain, though. And she became a Pink Ranger and something interesting to like about Lost Galaxy, which I still need to finish.
You'll get there, buddy.
I will. in 2015.
I like Mezogog a lot. Like, it's
fine.
It's
you don't need to be scared about it.
It's one of those questions that's actually really hard for me because, like, a lot of the, like, American villains are some of the best parts of the show. Mm-hmm. I found, like, between Rancic, Lothor, Mezogog, Flurious, Astronema, like, they've just been a lot better than just have when you have, like, the generic, like, we take all the Japanese suits and match words to their mouths. They've kind of been what makes the story set apart and unique. So it's kind of hard to pick, but, like, I mean, Ransky had such a great story. Lothor was just awesome. Mezogog, like, it's... Which I liked Mezogog just because he wanted to turn everyone into dinosaurs, and his mouth was really creepy. Like staring at for a while.
As Ransky.
I bet he gives really creepy blowjobs. It's like...
I've never gotten one from Mezogog, and it makes me sad.
So, Aerosol and Brian's conversation about what they're going to do, and Aerosol said, I'm just sitting here wondering whether or not Chuck is God.
This was our struggle.
Now, what's frustrating is that I actually had a legit answer this week.
And
I cannot remember it because I was laughing so hard at Ransky.
I like how you already pre-read it, knew it was going to be funny, but it wasn't until it was physically read that, like, let it go. Let it go. God damn it. That sentence is ruined forever.
Snow blows white on the mountain.
I know it was down to, like, Mezogog and Astronema.
Isolation.
So, damn it, Kevin. Oh, thank you.
Astronagog.
Well. Yeah. But, actually, you know what? I'll give it to Ecliptor. I actually did really enjoy him.
Yeah,
that sounds weird, but I like Ecliptor.
He's a lot better than What's-His-Face.
Yeah, he's way better than Japanese Ecliptor.
Japanese Ecliptor.
Uganda.
Boom, projection. Boom, laser. Boom, head projection. This is a complicated system. Just shoot him.
Japanese Ecliptor was just a country.
Hello, I'm Uganda.
He was just a republic.
It's just an African country plagued by wars and drugs and AIDS.
I don't know how Africa works.
There's just a lot of AIDS and...
Apparently they're missing a lot of resources they keep asking for.
Like mosquito nets.
Africa.
And food.
Speaking of Africa, now it's time for...
Final thingies!
Yay!
I have a thingy and it's not final.
Did.
We made it, and Dawson was the only one that caught Ebola.
Twice. Why I died twice.
I was forcibly given Ebola and killed.
I had a
singing Let It Go.
Because it's like Ebola cereal.
So speaking of African children, I heard a really bad joke the other day. If the camera adds 10 pounds... Do African children actually exist?